At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Physical Friday this week, and greetings from Bozeman, Montana. I'm out here with my boys hunting and fishing. We're doing some elk hunting and some trout fishing, and it's been just amazing. The weather is incredible, and we're just having the best time. This Physical Friday kind of comes after going elk hunting with my son and realizing a couple things. One, elk hunting's hard, and elk live in a lot of places where it is straight uphill, and that's where you have to go. So today's Physical Friday is about training towards your goals. Now, I do a lot of training. I train 6 days a week, and I train for various things. This year, I have really been focusing on the CrossFit Games. And as I age, I get into an older and older age bracket, and somehow I'm becoming more and more competitive. I've also been doing CrossFit since 2009. So I'm starting to get a little better at some of the things. And I have targeted my training specifically for those competitions. And it has changed my training a little bit. A lot of people train for just general physical preparedness, which is great. And it can, you know, be awesome for most things. And for most things, you're going to be in great shape and certainly be able to do more than someone who's not training. But then it comes to something like this elk hunting. As you start to have a goal on the horizon, you have to supplement your training so that you're training towards your goal. And let's just take elk hunting, for example. Maybe you're familiar with elk hunting, maybe you're not. There's a lot of different types of elk hunting as well. Some people hunt elk from motorized, you know, four-wheelers. Some people are horseback. In this case, my son and I enjoy doing it on foot. And so an elk hunt is going to start with a big climb in the morning carrying a heavy pack, and you're going to continue to climb up and up and up and up and up, basically straight up these mountains. And over the course of the day, you're going to go anywhere between 10 and 20 miles, and most of it basically straight uphill. So general physical preparedness or training for the CrossFit Games or something like that is going to get you so far. But when you have something on the horizon like this elk hunt, if you can figure out what's involved and then train specifically for that goal, you're going to put yourself in a much better situation for success. So for example, the elk hunt with the long, 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 early climb up the hill, you're walking 10 to 20 miles. And then if you're successful, there's going to be an even longer, even much heavier pack out. So if you're planning on going elk hunting like this, it would be very good at least a couple of days a week for a couple of months ahead of time to carry a heavy pack up hills. And even just carry a heavy pack, you know, on the flat surface, because you're going to start to prepare your body for carrying a heavy pack, which even if you're in really good shape and you're able to do 100 burpees in 4.5 minutes and you can run a 6 minute mile, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily ready to carry a heavy pack for 15 miles. So knowing what it is that you're doing and training specifically for that by not necessarily changing your training all around, but supplementing your training. Like, could you do a long, heavy ruck on a Saturday or a Sunday and supplement that training for a couple of months leading up to this? First of all, you're going to get your joints, your ligaments, your tendons, your cartilage, everything is going to be ready to carry that heavy pack. Then, not to mention, you can do it in the boots that you're going to wear. And one of the most important things that you could do is to break in those boots so you don't have any foot issues. So you can get your boots wet and walk them till they're dry with a heavy pack back home. If you have any problems, you can address those problems. You can clear up any sock problems. You can buy whatever you need and change out your training. And then when it comes to this trip that you've been waiting for a long time, you'll be ready. You'll be more prepared than before. Now, this goes into other things. If you have a big fishing trip coming up and you know you're going to be standing up all day, well, you've got to supplement your training with some of that as well. If you're going backpacking, you know, carrying a pack, elk hunting, whatever it is, if you can kind of figure out what is involved and then train some of those things, you're going to have a much better chance for success. If you are somebody that wants to run a Spartan race or a Tough Mudder or one of those events, then if you can kind of figure out, okay, well, it's about this long, so I know I'm going to need to increase my running a little bit. I'm not currently running that much. And there's rope climbs and burpees and all these other things. Maybe your physical preparedness will get you through all of the obstacles in your current shape, but it would be really good to increase your running for a couple months before that event. Now, of course, you know, ideally, we're in great shape all the time and we can just jump at whatever challenge necessary. But there's a difference between surviving and thriving. And if you can just do a little bit of research and find out what's going to be required of you and then train towards those specific goals, you're going to have a much better chance of thriving. I believe you're going to survive. But let's thrive. Let's have a good time on this trip. Let's make it to where, you know, we're going to eliminate all foot issues. Let's make it to where, you know, carrying a heavy pack is just no big deal. And a little bit of training, a little bit of practice with your gear beforehand can go a long way. All right, Physical Friday for this week. You can email me at podcast@saltwaterexperience, leave a review on iTunes, and send this podcast to a friend. All right, adios. See you.